to a special edition of the Zygo Soccer Report. I'm your host, Brian Zygo, here in Houston, Texas. It's a special edition because we have the 2011 Gold Cup semifinals in town Wednesday night, June 22nd, with the U.S. taking on Panama about 6 p.m. local time. And then Mexico and Honduras at about 9 p.m. local time at Reliance Stadium, which is sold out. It's been sold out probably since late Saturday, once it was clear that Mexico was advancing to the semifinals. Today, media was given some access, not a huge amount of access, but some access to the U.S. men's national team over at Reliant, a press conference with Bob Bradley and Landon Donovan, which you'll hear in its entirety at the end of this podcast. And also the players took to the pitch a bit, got some practice in, and some of them talked with the media a little bit after practice. Of course, they're playing Panama, a team that they lost to in the group stage of the Gold Cup. And that kind of stings a bit because they hadn't lost in the group stage of the Gold Cup before. So that loss stings, and there were some questions about whether or not this is a revenge match for the U.S. against Panama. In particular, that question was posed to Tim Howard, who his response was basically, this isn't really about revenge. And then he went on to discuss some of what kind of tactics the U.S. men's national team is going to have to employ against Panama in order to make it to the finals.
Is it revenge? No, I don't think it's revenge. But we would like to give a good showing of ourselves that we didn't give on last, whenever it was, Saturday, Tuesday, Canada. Yeah, I think we want to attack. And when the ball does turn over, which it doesn't in soccer, we need to press from the front. And that's where we start our defensive attack from. And that seemed to work for us. We seemed to benefit going forward. Obviously, we want a few balls back in their end, and it's easier to kind of get at them when they're already on the back foot.
Clint Dempsey, a native Texan, a midfielder/forward, who plays for Fulham in the EPL, he also addressed these kind of issues about what it's like having to play Panama again and what they're going to have to do or what went wrong in the first match against Panama. So here's Clint kind of discussing what it feels like having to play Panama again and the revenge factor, whether that's an issue, as well as him talking about or addressing what went wrong for the U.S. in the first match and what's changed that's not going to be an issue this time around.
I think we're going to be better organized. I think we're going to be more confident in possession. We're going to try to take the game to them to Panama like we did to Jamaica. So we know Panama's a good side. We respect them. But at the same time, we have to go out and play our game and be confident enough that we can get a result. And I feel that we can.
What went wrong that game?
I mean, the first goal came off a set piece. It was a mistake on the marking. And then we tried to press them. They got us on the counterattack and got a penalty. After the game, I felt we took the game to them. They were sitting back. We were getting chances, and I think we could have easily gotten a draw. But I think it's going to be a different game because I think we've grown in form as the tournament's gone on. I think we're, hitting our peak at the right time. And, I'm excited about the game because I'm excited about the way we're playing. If you look at the last game, I think we played some of the best football that I can remember with this team as far as the way the movement and the passing. It was a fun game.
One U.S. player who didn't get the start in that match against Panama, who was hoping to get a start this time we go around, was Sasha Kleschtein. And after their practice today, Sasha Kleschtein discussed his desire to get a chance to play against Panama as part of the starting 11 on Wednesday night. And he also addressed what it means to him about this being his first real official competition back with the United States national team after being left off the World Cup squad.
If I'm on the field tomorrow night, obviously they play a different formation than Jamaica, so they'll line up differently. Obviously in that position, you're kind of responsible at some points when we're going to press to step up to a center back, and at certain points also trying to watch their defensive midfielder, trying to, disrupt him from connecting the game for them. So if I'm on the field, hopefully I can help the team do that. It feels good. There's obviously heartbreak of not going to the World Cup, but a week later I signed with Anderlecht, and so my life was back on track again. Everything was good, so... But being part of the national team, coming back in for that Brazil game felt nice. But, this is an official tournament. I hadn't played in a Gold Cup before, so it's nice to help the team in the Gold Cup. Obviously, I've come off the bench and done some good things, and the last game I thought I had a strong performance as well, so it feels good. I feel really confident right now. I feel like I'm playing consistently, so that's good.
On my mind, thinking about my friends there and a girl I left behind. The way she held me when we kissed, the loving that we've done, and how I left her waiting goodbye, standing in a Texas sun. I got a half a mind to call her. Half a mile to go, jump a big jet liner, go winging on my way back home. And all the morning it was raining.
Well, that does it for the audio I got from players after their practice session at Reliant Stadium today. But before all that went down, we actually were in the press conference room at Reliant Stadium, the one that if you watch the Houston Texans, you've seen it with the after their games. We'll see if it gets used this year, if the or how long this lockout holds on. But in that pre-practice press conference, it was Bob Bradley and Landon Donovan up there, and I'm about to play it for you in its entirety. One thing to note that you will hear. That the first part of the press conference was going to be in English and the second part was going to be in Spanish. Now, there is some Spanish in there, but kind of mixed into the Spanish portion, there are some stuff in English too. So don't think that once you get to the part in Spanish, if you don't speak Spanish, there's nothing left for you to listen to, because there is some more down the road, including some questions about Houston in particular and playing here. So without further ado, here's Bob. Well, before I cut away to that, let me just say, if you're in Houston, hope you get out to the Gold Cup. Take that in on Wednesday night. It is sold out, so if you're lucky enough to get a ticket, be safe out there. Get there early. I don't think there's any tailgating, but it should be a good night out there. And we'll see what kind of happens, and hopefully later this week I'll have some more audio from after the match, something to wrap up, and we'll take a look ahead to see what's next for the U.S. team. Is it the final of the Gold Cup? Is it something else? In the meantime, feel free to follow me on Twitter at BZYGO. That's my Twitter handle, and of course, always check out ZygoSoccerReport.com. Now, without further ado, here's Bob Bradley and Landon Donovan.
Good afternoon. Just before we get started, a couple notes. If you would please turn off all of your cell phones before we begin, we'd appreciate it. While you're doing that, just a point of information. Josie Altidore is undergoing an MRI evaluation this afternoon on his strained left hamstring suffered against Jamaica. We expect to have the results later this evening. With us today, the head coach of the U.S. national team, Bob Bradley and Landon Donovan. If you would kindly raise your hands if you have a question to ask. We will also begin with the press conference in English, and we will take questions in Spanish at the end. Empieza con preguntas en inglés y después en español, gracias. We will take questions straight away. Michael.
Sorry, Grant. This is for both of you guys. This is actually looking back to the Jamaica game. That was the first game in official tournament since MLS started that starting 11 didn't have a single player from MLS in it on the U.S. team. Is there anything to take out of that? Is that something that's to be expected as more U.S. players make the move to Europe?
I honestly didn't know that. I think that our rosters, our lineups, the last few years, the bar's gone back and forth a little bit at different times based upon all the factors that determine rosters and lineups. We continue to recognize how important MLS is to the national team. We also know that in certain moments we have players that feel going to Europe is good for them, and it's our job to assess everybody. So, interesting, but not something that's been thought about on our.
Jeff, what kind of lessons did you take away from the previous Panama game, and how might you apply those tomorrow night?
We went into the game knowing that Panama was a strong team. Early in the game, our ability to unlock their defense, find seams, move the ball quickly. I think we were in the process of trying to get that part going. We fell behind, which is never what you want. But you see a lot of little things that are useful as you get into the next game. Things that we did pretty well that we want to repeat, and things that on the day just needed to be better. But again, oftentimes it still comes down to just on the day being sharper, being better. And I think we all said it right after the game. We didn't feel that was our best game.
Steve?
Do you feel like Lehigh's confidence is rolling over there, this position you've got to play at?
From the beginning, when we've had Eric in camp, he shows certain things. He's a good competitor. He's not fazed by anything. When I watched him play in Europe, left back, right back, you can see some of the same things. I do believe that now playing a couple games in a row, having a chance to show him some things, and afterwards some things that he's done well that now give him confidence, I think all that's been a plus, and certainly we're pleased with what he's been able to do.
Simon.
That's an opportunity you could have had in this semi-final. Were you pleased it was Panama and gives you a chance to get one back at them and put that one behind you?
We don't ever worry about that stuff. That's beyond our control. But I will say we were disappointed with how we played against Panama. So having another opportunity to redeem ourselves is nice, but that doesn't guarantee anything. So they're going to come into the game confident. They've played us well over the years, and now they've beaten us recently. So they're going to be confident, and I expect a really good game tomorrow night.
Hives.
Lennon, the game that you made was one of the first games in a long time. Important U.S. games where you were on the bench and not starting. Can you just talk about what that was like? Sitting there having to watch the game, and also do you think it might help you maybe the rest of the tournament just getting a break, getting some rest and not playing a full 90?
It's different. I'm not used to it. I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to come off the bench enough times in my career now where I'm comfortable with it. Initially it was uncomfortable because you don't really know how to come into a game. It takes time to get yourself going. Now I'm comfortable with it. This has always been the case for me. The time I was probably 8 or 9 years old, give you guys a little insight here. I got in trouble at school one time, and my mom didn't let me play in a game. And she made me go to the game and watch the game from the sideline. And so now every time I sit on the sideline and watch, it gives me some newfound energy and kind of gets that hunger going, which is good once in a while, for sure.
Luke?
Bob, after the last match, some of your players were talking about how the formation you used kind of sapped the other team's energy a little bit. Were you pleased with the results of 5 midfielders, and was that something we can expect to see more of?
We've played versions of 4-2-3-1, and if you want to call it 4-5-1 at times. The key is still that now, with the ball, we're good enough in terms of seeing things quickly, in terms of guys off the ball, getting in good places, and having options so that now we can find a good rhythm and a flow. And I think in terms of the game against Jamaica, we were sharp in that regard. The ball moved very well. And that's something, regardless of formation, that you're trying to achieve. So on the night, it was a good performance, and hopefully we can build on it.
Great.
For Bob, as a lone forward, I was wondering if you could talk about the traits that Juan Agudelo and Ron Bielowski have for playing as a lone forward.
Yeah, in an ideal world, when you get good movement, the forward's not alone that often. That there's still ways that now other people are moving quickly when necessary to join in and be available so that you're not just leaving him stranded. One of the things that becomes key to make that happen is that you need to be able to move the ball well. If it's a day when you're under pressure and you've got a lot of guys back, and now when you get the ball, you're pressed right away, and now all you can do is play it up to the forward, then he'll feel like he's on his own. Right? But if it's a day when, as a team, you're good with the ball, then oftentimes it doesn't really look or feel like one forward. So, in the game these days, I think all forwards need to understand that there are times when on their own, their ability to hold balls, move along the line, cause trouble is part of the job. And we've tried with all our forwards to get them to understand it. For a young player, likes to still come underneath. He likes to drift. We think that's fine, but at certain moments he's also got to be available, up higher when the ball is obviously going there. Chris moves well on the field. And so, again, early in the Chile game, there was a lot of pressure. Was he up there at times by himself? Yeah, he was. That wasn't easy. But now, if it's a game more like the other day, Chris's timing and his movement would help the team a great deal.
Take one more in English from Steve.
Bob, you guys have played a lot of games for the last 15 or 16 days. How do you feel about the physical condition of your team?
We feel very good. I said it before, a tough tournament, but I always give credit to Pierre for the work that he does, to our players, because they're always motivated when they come into camp. Training's been good, and so in the midst of everything, I think we're in good shape. We're ready to go.
Si hay preguntas en español.
Hola, ESPN. ¿Qué aprendieron del partido anterior contra Panamá que te va a servir este miércoles?
La más importante que aprendimos fue que no podemos empezar un partido así, sin energía, sin ganas, sin convicción. Y cuando jugamos contra un buen equipo y empezamos así, es posible perder. Respondemos bien en la segunda parte y tenemos oportunidades de empatar o ganar el partido, pero fue mucho para nosotros esa noche y no podemos empezar así.
Brandon, buenas tardes. Soy Abel Cardoso de Televisa Deportes Network. No sé si es por cuestión de los horarios, pero les toca abrir en casa y el partido estelar no es el de ustedes. ¿Eso no importa? ¿Y qué argumentos tiene Estados Unidos para llevarse este trofeo, Lando?
¿Qué fue la primera?
Si el que ustedes inicien el primer partido, que no vayan en el juego estelar, ¿les importa a ustedes como equipo que jueguen México y Honduras el partido estelar mañana? Ustedes van en el primero. ¿Y qué argumentos tiene Estados Unidos para llevarse el trofeo?
Para nosotros no importa. Cuando jugamos, importante es que ganamos, y eso es la única. Para ganar la Copa es muy, muy simple para nosotros. Tenemos que jugar como jugamos, con energía y las ganas de ganar como contra Jamaica. Cuando jugamos así, tenemos bien la oportunidad de ganar la Copa. Cuando no, va a ser muy difícil.
Si hay preguntas para el técnico, tenemos una persona para traducción.
No, para Landon, ¿cómo estás? Jorge Zambrano, de Prelectura. Regularmente ustedes juegan sin presión, no hay esa presión, en un ambiente cómodo. Esta vez perdieron con Panamá. ¿Hay cierta presión por ese entorno, a lo mejor el fútbol que no han desarrollado plenamente?
Todos nuestros jugadores juegan cada semana con presión en sus equipos. No es algo diferente. Ahora en el mundo del fútbol casi cada jugador juega con presión y es normal para nosotros, pero estamos bien motivados para el partido mañana. La derrota contra Panamá fue muy mal y sentimos muy mal después de ese partido, y mañana queremos hacer cosas diferentes.
Buenas tardes, Landon. ¿Cuál es tu opinión con respecto a que se les marca como favoritos tanto Estados Unidos como México, faltando un partido de semifinales? ¿Lo consideras así, México y Estados Unidos siendo los favoritos? And for the coach, the same question. What do you think that all the media, all the fans mark the U.S. and the Mexican team are the favorite for winning the tournament?
México ha jugado fantástico hasta ahora. En todos sus partidos juegan como favoritos. Están jugando muy bien y con una figura como Chicharito todo es posible. Para nosotros estamos enfocados en lo que hacemos. Si llegamos al final y México también, entonces vamos a estar listos para eso, pero primeramente para nada.
¿Quiere que traducimos la contesta del táctico en español o en inglés?
Okay. Can you help me one more time with the question? Why do the fans and the media
mark the U.S. and the Mexican team like a favorite to win the tournament?
Depends which fans and media. The last two Gold Cup finals were between the U.S. and Mexico. So in some ways it's normal that there's an expectation, but I think we've seen Panama, Honduras, some of the games in the quarterfinals. The competition this year in particular has been tough. We had a tough group, and I think the semifinals both will be very, very competitive games. And obviously, the goal for everybody is to get to the final.
Depende qué prensa y afición estás hablando. Las dos últimas finales en la Copa Oro han sido entre Estados Unidos y México, y es normal que haya expectativas. Las actuaciones de Panamá, Honduras en cuartos de finales han sido muy competitivas y muy difíciles. Nuestro grupo fue también muy difícil, pero creo que las semifinales serán muy buenas. Las semifinales serán muy buenas.
I think I missed one question in English in the back.
Yeah, for Landon, you know, you played in Houston, whether MLS or just international competition. Just the environment's going to be pretty awesome tomorrow night. Just talk about the fans here at Houston and the back here now.
Well, ever since San Jose relocated here, there's been a real buzz around this city for soccer. And I know a lot of the guys. I know Chingy very well. They were very impressed from the minute they got here at the support they received from the people of Houston. And then playing here, All-Star Game, we played here with the national team. There's always a great crowd. Tomorrow there's four very passionate groups of supporters that will be here. And, you know, driving up, we saw a sign that said Gold Cup sold out tomorrow. So that's always a plus, and we expect a really good atmosphere tomorrow.
In Spanish, for Landon. Landon,
como dijo en la pregunta, ustedes están impuestos, tú y ciertos jugadores de la MLS, jugar aquí en Houston, ¿les sirve como ventaja por estar acostumbrados un poco a ya saber lo que se espera con el clima y con la humedad contra un equipo como el Panamá?
Con el clima, creo que en Panamá el clima es similar. Pero sabemos, conocemos esta ciudad bien. La gente aquí es siempre bien para nosotros. Expectamos que mañana va a ser lo mismo. Claro, muchos hondureños, algunos de Panamá, muchos de México, pero muchos para nosotros también. Y expectamos que el estadio va a estar lleno y van a gritar para nosotros.
We'll take one more in English, Spanish. Bob speaks German.
Yeah, this question is for Bob. Bob, talk about Alejandro Bedoya. Basically, wouldn't have been on the team if it hadn't been for the Benny Bauhammer's injury. Talk about his rise and what he, the impact that he's given your squad in the last couple of weeks.
Alejandro's played very well. A player that has been in camps, has played games, was in the pre-World Cup camp. So there's been some decisions along the way that didn't go his way, but it's never stopped him from continuing to move himself forward. He's been over to Udebru enough times. He's become an important part of their team. And, you know, he's taken advantage, in this case, of the opportunity. You can tell when he came into camp that had a good way about him, and then both his role when he's been used as a sub, and then when now he got a chance to start, he's had energy, and I think he's been sharp in a lot of ways. So it's been good for him, and it's been a big plus for us.
All right, we'll take the last one in the back for Jesus from the Chronicle.
Landon, you've been here to Houston. With Houston as it's grown since the Dynamo have been here, can you envision the city Houston supporting a U.S. qualifier if the U.S. Soccer Federation decides to bring one here?
Yeah, I don't see why not. We had Manchester United here last year with the All-Star team, and I think it was sold out, if not very close. We played Mexico here, it was sold out. Tomorrow night it's going to be sold out. I think there's obviously a heavy Latin influence here that loves soccer, and it'd be a great venue for a qualifier, for sure.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Landon. Training open at 5:30 for the first 15 minutes. We'll have a mix of meet you.
Crystal frontier.
off his leather belt. He slips on through a hole in the fence. He can get you anything you want. It might cost you a life. It might cost you the whole price of freedom here on the crystal frontier. Searching for your lost love along the river of tears. River of tears. Blood spills out on the streets and bodies are missing for weeks. Both sides keeping a close eye, watching the bullets fly here on the crystal frontier.